Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul, did you record Simon this morning?
Yes.
So let's set this up briefly because it's epic. You had a conversation with Simon before you dropped him off, and then decided once you parked to bring the phone out and have the conversation again.
Yeah, so we were having this chat, and I thought it was pretty good. And I thought to myself, this would be good content if he'll do it again. I said, when we get there, can we do this on tape for the radio? And he's like, can we do it after? And I'm like, well, this is my last day on the radio. You know, we're going to regionals next week and everything. He said you could hop in the front seat here. Well, kids are restricted to the back seat. Any opportunity to come up in the front seat is gold. He's like, sure. So I was talking to him about, my bad qualities, which we all know. I put them on display every day here.
People quick to bring them up with you.
And my rare good qualities. And how a son might choose to model or not model his father.
Here is Simon with this morning's interview.
So we were talking about qualities that I have. And I used to have this conversation with my dad where he would say, copy the good stuff about me, not the bad stuff. And so I kind of asked you if you had good stuff and bad stuff about me, bad stuff that you wouldn't copy, and maybe if you could find any good stuff that you would copy. So you went to the bad stuff first, which is a Kuharsky thing to do, and what did you tell me?
Arguing.
What about arguing?
You suck at it.
I'm actually good at arguing.
No, you're not.
I suck at not arguing.
Yes.
So you don't want to be like me in that?
No.
So give me an example of how you won't argue.
I won't scream and yell at people.
In what kind of situation?
What do you mean in what kind of situation?
Like, where have you seen me do that?
You asked for a cold bottle of water and no one answered you at a store.
And then what happened?
And then you asked to talk to the manager because you didn't get a cold bottle of water.
And how'd that make you feel?
Stupid.
All right, let's quickly move on to something good about me that you might like to mimic as you grow up.
Making friends and staying with them.
Like who?
Like Mr. Johnny or Mr. Chad.
Not Mr. Jonathan?
And Mr. Jonathan.
I'll take it.
So what is it about my friendships with those guys that you find appealing?
You've had a friendship with them for a long time. And you said on the car ride here that whenever you guys like talk, then don't talk for like 6 months or like a year, you guys can leave off. You guys can start the conversation where you ended it.
Yeah, with my college guys, if I go for a while without talking to them, we just pick up right where we left off. Mm-hmm. And when Mr. Jonathan, Mr. Chad, and Mr. David, I see them all the time, and we're just like best buddies all the time.
Yeah.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
You have that with some buddies, right?
Yep.
You're just hoping that for you, it'll be like it is for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool. That makes me feel good.
Yep.
Let's talk more about that and less about the arguing as we go forward.
Hey, Dad, remember you argue sometimes?
You Weisenheimer. What are you doing today?
Going to camp.
That twisting noise in the background, you don't want to talk about that?
No.
No? All right, what do you want to say to the people listening to the Midday 180?
Go Admirals.
Anything else? Like if we were signing off of the show, what would you say?
Don't lock the box. Do you lock the locks?
I think it was a pretty good performance, but we'll have to see if those guys want to play it. Do you hope they play it?
Yeah, I know they'll play it, though.
Simon, you're absolutely right.
Confident.
You know we'll play it. We absolutely will. Every time. That is straight gold. Simon says on the Midday 180.
I like a young man who's confident in his abilities, and Simon was. He knew we were going to play it, and we did.